Good morning and good afternoon and good night wherever you are. I'm Dante Carter. This is Gina in the place to be with the double D's, quadruple if whoa, you're whoa, counting
whoa,
me.
Whoa. That was a little bit kind of, you know, a little bit over the top with the double D's, bro.
But my...
Just do it anyway. Just give the intro.
I'm talking about
mine. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like a little bit... Just go the intro. Intro
all right,
me.
Fine. Here we are. Random Rants. Your host.
Yeah.
Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Holy shit!
Oh, dude, that's fucking impressive. Is it cool to come out?
Yeah.
Tell me, Gina, tell me I can come out.
Polly, come on out.
Let me see, stand up and bring me out. Stand up. Stand right there. Like, stand right there. Go like this. Like this. Is it okay? Are you sure? Get on your knees. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you. Give it up for Gina, Dante. There you go. Okay, take a seat. There you go. Saxy, pretend you're a bottle service babe. Pretend you're a bottle service babe. We're in Las Vegas. Yeah. Just walk like this. Woo! Come on. No. It doesn't matter. Let's go. Rock and roll. Grab the bottle. It's cool. Just go like this. There you go. Right to the camera.
To the camera.
They're over there.
Ooh, how much is that bottle?
There you go. Okay, that was good. Give it up. Thank you.
Ooh, kill it. Kill
it. Cut the music. I was a little aggressive on you. I apologize. Anyways. Welcome to, oh my God. Whew. Anyways, welcome to Random Rants. This is my video podcast. This is where I randomly rant on different things, but it's a little bit different now because I'm trying to find the fucking crew. I'm still here in Las Vegas. They haven't kicked me out. Dante, where can people find this beautiful podcast? Gina?
You can find the podcast, Random Rants, on Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, all things comedy. Facebook.
Facebook. And just Google Pauly Shore podcast. This is where it is. It's here and it's all happening. Anyways, usually I have a guest and usually I rant on different things, but this show and what the shows that I've been doing lately is I'm trying to find a crew because there's so many people in Las Vegas that are fucking awesome. I want to thank all the people. Thank you guys for coming out and wanting to be part of this ride or die crew. Brad, what do you think?
Yeah. Can't wait.
It's, you know, we're trying to find it. We got a lot of people that want to, you know, be part of some. Plus, there's nothing else to fucking do. That's why most of these people are here anyways. This
right.
The second the coronavirus is over, be like, yeah, Paul, I love you, but I got shit to do. Nice knowing you. And it's just going to be me and Brad doing random rants. Anyways, that being said, I want to say what's up to the beautiful DJs, female DJs. Ladies are taking over the world, right?
That's right.
We got DJ Scylla. Tell us why. Well, who you are and why you want to be on the Random Rants video podcast.
First off, when I say yo, Polly, you say quiero. Yo?
Quiero.
Yo?
Quiero.
That's right. So yo quiero Scylla. That's my name. I'm a Latin artist and a superstar DJ right here in Las Vegas.
Cool. So when you got the call from this, I know that, was it Joe Green?
Joe Green, yes.
So how did this whole thing kind of come about, you know, on Instagram and tell us?
On Instagram, I started doing these radio morning shows with Kermit the Frog, and we would do some funny-ass 420 bits. And he recommended me when he said that you were looking for DJs and personalities. And I was like, fuck yeah, I love Pauly Shore. Let's fucking do this.
Cool. Awesome. Scylla, give it up for Scylla. She's hot. And then we got Soxy Moxie Doxy. What's up? So lean into this shit.
Yeah, what up? DJ Finger Blast here. I mean, Soxy. DJ Soxy here. I'm originally from Florida. I live in Vegas now. Me and Scylla are good friends.
She's hot.
But tell us why you want to do this, because you don't want to waste your time.
Okay,
like this is,
yeah.
You thought about it. We got a hold of you. Eddie brought you here. Like, tell me what's up. For
first,
real.
Scylla hooked up with Polly on Bumble. That was my first Woo! Introduction to Polly.
We're talking about
in
Polly.
Vegas.
We're talking about Polly D. Anyways, go on.
Right. Polly D, of course.
Not on Bumble. Come on, I'm on Tinder. Go on. Anyways, get your fucking apps right.
Yeah, and then and like three Jews, DJs Jews, were Jews. Hitting me up to do this thing with Polly. Of course, you're right. Yeah, if things were open, I probably wouldn't be here. But
Jesus Christ, she just got the gig. We need a bitch on the show. Right? We need a bitch on the show. She's good, right?
Well, I mean, but seriously, I would also, I mean, this music is, come on, you guys need some funk, need some soul, need some Soxy,
Do you have your own music? Do you make your own music?
I do. So does Scylla. Scylla's is a glorified superstar right here.
Cool.
Yeah, we both make our own music. Also, you know, I would iron your shirts, no charge.
Okay, all right, well, give it up to the DJs. We like them. It's getting a little hot in here. Anyways, so then we got the beautiful sidekicks. You want to tell Gina? Tell
What's
us
up,
about
everybody?
Yourself. You're a singer, you're a mom, you live in Las Vegas.
I'm a singer, I'm a mom. I was also born and raised here in Las Vegas. I'm also an esthetician. I do everything. I'm super stoked to be here to see Polly Shore in real life. It's like a dream come true.
They don't think
so. So surreal. I've literally bought like Son-in-Law 6 times.
Oh, wow.
Freaking, I got it on VHS. I bought 2 DVDs because I played the crap out of it and, you know, just get all scratched up. And then
I think you need to play the slow song right now. Sentimental shit right here.
Well, seeing you, Polly, I'm like, oh, my God, it's crazy.
Lower. Keep on going.
And then I bought it on iTunes and I bought it on Amazon. I mean, we're obsessed with you, Polly. My dad used to be like, are you guys watching this guy again for real? Like,
awesome. Yeah. You and your sister used to.
My sister and I, yeah.
Yeah. And then we met at Lifetime Fitness.
That's right.
Right? We were on the treadmills and she looked at me, I looked at her and we smiled.
That's right. And
we
I couldn't
nice
stop
moment.
Smiling.
Yeah, we had a nice moment. And then we just became friends. She's an esthetician. That's why we got to hurry this fucking podcast up because she's gonna pop zits on my face, whatever it's called, or what is it, get rid of the dead skin.
That's right.
So thank you so much for
Thank you for having me.
In. So now, people at home, you got the gist of the 4 people that want, actually they don't want it, they're just here because there's
no,
fucking
No, we want it, man, we
yeah,
want it,
want it.
We want it.
So let's get to know the first person here, my first guy that wants to ride or die with me as my sidekick, keep it going for Dante. Dante, what's
hey,
your last
it's
name?
Me,
Johnson?
Dante Carter.
Dante Carter, Carter. All right, get a random number one. Dan. Can you fast forward this a little? Because this song's, there you go. This song's not bad. You don't like this song? All right, that's a good cut. Cut. Give it up for Dante Carter, you guys, Dante Carter. So, I blasted out on the internet. I said I'm looking for producers, directors, shooters, editors, graphics, assistants, all that stuff. And I told people to write me at polyrants@gmail.com. And I got tons of emails and people sending me videos. And then I came across this fucking knucklehead right here who sent me a very funny video that he produced. And tell us about the video and tell us about yourself right to these guys.
My girlfriend sent me a message showing his Twitter and I was like, well, let me finesse on these people. So went out, shot a video in like 2 days, edited in 3, sent it to Polly. He called me up the next day and I wept tears of joy. And now I'm here.
Because there's not a lot of comedy in
there's
Vegas,
not.
I have to be honest with you. Not that I'm fucking comedy, but I mean, it's like, there's not a lot of comedy.
You are comedy.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm just talking about physically being here in Vegas. I've gotten a lot of reels from very talented people, but there's no comedy. But I get a reel from this fucking knucklehead, and it's hilarious. So, thank you for bringing comedy to Las Vegas.
Thank you for watching my shitty stuff.
No, your stuff was good. Tell us about your style and what you do and what you could bring to the table here on the podcast?
I do a lot
if you got the gig.
I will get the gig, but I do a lot of video shorts, a lot of sketches. I think I can bring a lot to the podcast. Not a lot of black people on here, so maybe I can add to that. We got to get Pauly Shore's Wiki Feet page going. I think I can add to that too. I think we can do a lot.
That's good. All right. That was kind of racist towards Jewish people. I had Donnell Rawlings.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm good with black people. Me and black people are good. You know what I mean? Being Jewish and blacks and Jewish.
I feel like Jewish and black people work well together.
Yeah, we both have big what?
Big dick. Yeah.
No. I don't have any of that. So tell me about yourself. Are you an only child? Back up your hair.
I have a sibling. I have an older brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's about it.
And you were born and raised here in Las Vegas.
Born and raised here in Las Vegas since 1994.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. And so you're not a stand-up?
Not at all. Never done stand-up before.
You're a sketch?
Yeah.
Do you ever see the movie Son-in-Law? The one I did that she was talking about?
No.
What?
I know, I have problems.
What I was going to say is that in the movie, I do Steven Tyler PJs, which is this kind of silly thing, right? Yeah. Can you do it, Gina? Here, no.
Becca, look, Steven Tyler PJs. Oh, no.
No, just over there is fine. Okay, she did it, that's good enough. Yeah. But what I was trying to say is his headband reminds us of what?
Steven Tyler PJs.
Yeah, Steven, see, she's into it.
I had to wear a headband to finesse on the DJs. I knew they were going to be finessing on
So we can cut that whole part out. That doesn't need to make the podcast. But anyways, so you love comedy.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Growing up, I was not allowed to watch like comedy specials because bad words, like all this stuff. But I did it anyway. I watched Mad TV. I grew up on that. I like all these comedians that like you, I've been watching. I was just like, yeah, I really want to learn like how to write it, but I've never been able to get up on stage and do it. But I've been like loving comedy since I was a kid.
But you, I mean, the thing that's, you're almost like, I don't know, you could do a lot of things. You edit, you direct, you act, you produce. Tell us about that, because there's a lot of people out there, because that's pretty much our world now.
Yeah,
it's like you have to do your own videos.
I feel like comedy is like, going up on stage is one thing, but then when you add in these elements of like how to cut it, how to do like sound, like it enhances it, you know? Uh-huh. It's like having a steak with like wine, you know? I feel like my department is the wine of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you like to mix it up.
Yeah.
So who are some of your most influential comedians that you like?
Influential comedians, well, you, obviously.
Thank you.
Dave Chappelle, mostly because like grew up on that in a black family, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think it was Steve Harvey for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But then I tried wearing clothes like him and I just looked. I eventually grew into them.
Yeah.
so
you have an older brother?
I got an older brother.
What's his story?
He's a stockbroker.
Okay.
That's about it. Totally literally the least funniest job ever.
So what's it like being born and raised and growing up in Las Vegas?
It's like, you ever thrown a popsicle outside in the heat?
Yeah.
That's about it.
What do you guys think? You guys are born and raised in Las Vegas?
Negative. From Florida. She's from Texas.
So, it's pretty hot, but you girls are out here, so we'll get to the babes in a second. So tell me about your girlfriend. Is she okay with you doing this?
And my girlfriend's the one who told me about this, and she knows I'll be leaving you for her.
Oh, okay. So that's it. So it's already
established. I'm leaving her for you. I'm leaving her for you. My bad.
Okay, well, that's cool. So is there anything you want to ask me about the podcast or anything?
Yeah. You want to do some sketches?
Yes.
You want to go eat tacos one day?
Yes.
That's all I needed to know.
There you go. We're going to do sketches and motherfucking tacos. So if you get the call in a couple weeks and I say, dude, you got the gig, like you're ready to ride or die.
I'll be outside already.
You'll be right. You're going to sleep out in the
I'll be in the pool just underneath with a snorkel.
Cool, Cool. So you're in.
Yeah.
So this was a good thing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So that's good. I just want to get to know him a little, Dante. We're going to see him in a little bit. So it's Dante Carter.
Dante Carter.
Carter. That's cool. Do you have any 70s, like, Dante Carter fucking walking around the streets music?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Dan. Oh. Yeah. Walk around like this. There you go. Right here. Straight to the camera. All right, give it to my man, my fucking Dante Carter. Support, support. And Ram number two, dude, switch the mic. Loud, keep music going. How you guys feeling? Get on the mic, how you feeling? Get on the mic, say what's up. How you feeling?
Feeling fucking great. Camera. This is fun. This is fun, this is so much fun.
This is actually almost as much fun as we had this week. Scylla took shrooms for the first time on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, can you put on my...
Those are some moves, Polly.
You're good. Cool.
You look like you're doing jazzercise right now.
And number two, dude.
I love that 70s shit.
Cut the music. Tell people why you think you'd be a good sidekick on the show. Come from the heart. Tell them what they say.
Because I think you need someone who always has your back. And since I'm a super fan, I feel like we're already friends, and I care about you, and you need someone.
You invited me over for steak.
I did. I invited him over some filet mignon yesterday, but he had to bail because he was having a cool, band practice.
We were rehearsing with the band.
Which was pretty awesome. We got to see that later. But yeah, I should be here, Polly. I got your back, dude.
Tell the audience, they're listening to you.
I actually genuinely care.
You do?
I do. It's like and your crazy husband, that I'm here.
Your husband will be okay?
My husband's a super Polly fan too. My husband's always been supportive of everything that I've done. I'm really lucky that way. He's not jealous at all. I can't handle that.
No,
I can't handle that.
But we're buds, so we're good.
Yeah, and even my son is like, Mom, where are you going? I'm like, I'm gonna go be on YouTube, Max.
Right, go on.
He's like, you are? Can you talk about me?
I'm
like,
okay. So the thing you guys here, scoot over a little, please, okay. Right there. Lean in a little, yeah. The thing that I really like about Gina, not only is she obviously beautiful and sweet, she's a mom, she's got a great job. She also works as an esthetician at the Hotel Aria.
Yep.
Aria, yes. Right?
Yep.
So she does facials. Tell us about facials and what that whole thing is about, because I know a lot of women, they like to get facials. I'm getting a facial after the show here.
Yep.
Tell us what facials, because there's a lot of people in middle America that are watching. That I won't get more fucking facial shit. Tell us what it is.
I'm here to make you glow, Polly. I'm here to make your skin bright and get you all hydrated and clean out your pores and get you all
tell
fresh.
Them what, but how important facials are. Tell them, don't
super,
tell me.
Super, super important. You need that skin health, especially in the desert where it's so dry and dehydrated and you have all the dead skin and sun damage. You need facials to brighten all that up and get you all nice and healthy in the skin department.
So how do you do facials? What do you do?
You
start off with steaming, right?
Yeah, I'm going to steam, we're going to cleanse, we're going to do a good exfoliation, and then I'll turn on my big bright light, look at your skin underneath, and get you all magnified.
Go on.
Clean out your pores, and then we'll do like a nice facial massage, and I'll do some red light therapy just to help produce some collagen and get it all firm, and then we'll mask you up. I can't believe I'm here.
What's up? We're cool.
I know. This is awesome. Sure. I'm going to give Pauly Shore a facial, you guys, today. Like, I'm a real facial.
I don't know what you guys are thinking. Tell them it's professional.
It's professional. It's a professional facial.
Tell them what it is, how important it is. Esthetician's
it's
a big deal.
It's super important. It's super important. And got to be big on sunscreen, too, especially here. Especially with the sun in the summertime.
Soxie's going to get a facial, too, because she just fired her facial for being what, Soxie?
Racist.
Whoops. For being racist. what would your facial person say if she saw Dante here?
I don't even want to say because it's like that bad. Like I was,
really?
Yeah. Like how she bad? Thought like I don't know because I was white. Like she could like I had the same views as her, and it was just like, nah, lady, you're like that's living awful. On some other planet. Like this is not cool. Like we don't talk like that. It's not okay.
Yeah, you're from Florida. You don't have those views, right?
I do not. No.
How do you like living here, Polly? Vegas.
Well, this isn't about me. This is about you guys.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll get into that later.
All right.
I like it. I love Vegas. But so, Soxie, we're going to give you guys a switch here so she can do a facial for you.
Are you serious? Ooh. Oh, my God. For real? For realsies?
Well, yeah. You're going to get one.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I don't even care if I get the job now. I'm getting a facial. So
okay.
Excited.
All right. Anyways.
I love you, Polly. Thank you.
I love you too, Soxie. We're good.
That's a cool name, Soxie.
I met her. Her and her boyfriend broke up at, what was it, Beso?
At Beso in L.A.
Yeah, Beso in L.A.
No,
anyways.
We didn't meet up there. I went to go meet up with a friend for her birthday. My boyfriend at the time told me he was sick. And he was at the bar when I got to Beso, right next to Pauly Shore. It was my first meeting.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I was like seeing red, though. Like, I barely remember it.
That's fucked up. So basically, you guys, what happened was a Soxie was out. She had a boyfriend. How long were you dating the guy for?
Almost a year.
So about a year. And they were talking, and he's like, I don't want to go out. I don't feel good. And you're like, babe, that's cool, babe. Like, feel better. Can I get you
anything? I was like, can I bring you anything?
Exactly. Yeah. Can I go to Rite Aid? Maybe Walgreens and get you some stuff? No, I'm okay, he says. Cut to the fucking club, and he's there at the bar talking to some fucking chick. Let me ask her, what do you think about that?
That's bullshit.
Tell him.
Did you slice his throat, or were you like, peace, I'm
no,
too
go
good
over
for
here.
This?
No, right. What's his name? Go stand over there. Stand
his
over
name
there.
Actually is Val Colton.
What's he ran his name?
Val Colton. Okay. He started Vimota Headphones. Obviously, I'm a DJ. That's how we hooked up. He ran away to Milan. He literally like screwed over everyone in his life, had his brother and his best friend suing him at the same time because normal and happens.
But
well,
we're
to
not going
to
get into the whole thing over here. I don't want random rants.
Sorry, you opened up a can of worms, Polly.
That's nuts.
But just any guys out there that for the relationships, tell them what to say.
Dude, you got to appreciate your woman and be honest. And if you don't want to be in it, don't be in it. Stop dragging the thing out. It's not fair to anybody. It's not fair for both of you guys. You got to be true to yourself. If you don't want to be with the person, just break it up.
Amen.
Stop wasting time.
And on, that note, I want you to take a big breath. One more time. Now,
you
look at me.
Do some ujjayi.
Stop. Focus on her. You're very talented. You sent me some videos.
Uh-huh.
She's a singer.
Yeah.
So you're here in Las Vegas, and I don't want to say you lost your dream.
Right.
I don't want to say that. But in a way, you kind of what?
Yeah, I'm
and
jaded.
You kind of what? No, you kind of what? You're not doing it as much.
Right.
Tell us how that feels because you're an artist.
It sucks.
And that's why she's here, you guys. She's a beautiful singer.
Thank
she's
you.
Definitely going to sing, right?
Thank
you're going to
you.
Sing in a second.
Okay.
But you got sidetracked and you're this, but you shouldn't stop your art, which is in your heart, to keep singing, right, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hit them
so
pipes.
Stop.
Thank
so,
you.
So tell us what happened on that.
I was running after it really, really hard. Mm. And I was really, really close. But then just being around that industry sometimes, some of the dudes.
You said you got screwed over. You went to New York. Or
yeah,
like, what
they
happened?
Flew me out to New York. Mm.
And,
the and
you
dude,
made a demo. And
oh, yeah. I did it all. But I just, I don't know. I grew up a little different. I grew up with a really in a strict household, Armenian household.
Oh, you're fucking Armenian?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love Armenian.
So I have a lot of morals. I just couldn't go through with some of the stuff they wanted me to do. And I was just like, a part of me really wanted to be a mom. And I was just like, look, and anyway, I became a mom. Mm.
And where did you meet your husband? And tell me your husband's name. He's a sweetheart.
My husband's name is Alex.
Alex, what's up? Thank you so much for letting Gina. I know we saw each other at the gym this morning, right? Thank you so for letting her come over. So tell us about Alex, and then we're going to get you to do a song, which will be sick.
We met through family like a long time ago. We've been married. We've been together for 13 years. He's a great guy, and he's been so supportive. He's always been my roadie, like for all my gigs, for everything that I've done, even like the
Does
camera
Does he want
shots.
To help behind the scenes here on
he
Random
totally
Rants?
He totally would, but he would do a bad job.
He would do
Some
a bad
of the
job.
Videos I sent you, I'm like, oh,
okay.
Lord.
Okay, go on.
But, yeah, I mean, I still have passion for music, but I do it more for myself at home now. I haven't had a gig since I had my son.
Mm. But you have a gig now, and on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Gina sing acapella.
Ay.
Ooh. Acapella.
Woo! Go
Gina. Let's hear those pipes!
Support you. Woo! This is her dream, dream got lost, and now her dream is here again. Here we go.
Okay, I guess I'll do a cover song.
Of course.
Blue jeans, white shirt, walked into the room, you know you made my eyes burn. It was like James Dean. For sure, you're so fresh to death and sick as cancer. You're so punk rock. I grew up on hip hop, but you fit me better than
here, come
my
here, come here. Keep singing.
And I know.
Keep singing. Lean in. Sing. Take it right
love
here.
Her.
Lean in.
Remember that day we met in December. Oh, baby. I would love you till the end of time. I would wait a million years.
Keep it going. Louder. Let me hear you go into it. Come on.
I forgot the lyrics.
Okay,
you got me all distracted.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good. Louder. Dig deep.
Dude, I lost it, bro.
Okay, well, she tried.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Woo!
That's okay.
Good job.
You did good.
Sucked.
That
voice can make dubs cry.
On that note,
That's
it's time
happens.
For rant number three.
Woo!
You guys go in the other room. All right, cut the music.
That's sick.
So did you remember the song now? Do you remember it? No?
Okay.
Yes?
Sure.
Go. Finish it.
You got this.
You got it.
I believe in you.
Yeah, go.
Only you.
Dude, who knows the song? I fucking forgot.
Love you to the end of time.
How lame.
I don't know. Anyway, we tried. Okay.
Sorry.
If you don't know, here we go. So thank you guys so much for coming. You guys give a round of applause.
Thank you for having me.
So you guys made it. The first rant, the second rant, you've made it all the way to round three here
round
on
three.
The three. So tell the audience, like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Pick me. Vote for me. Dante's awesome, too, though.
Pick me. I've got a Tostitos addiction. I need a bunch of pizza rolls in my life, and I need this in order to help with that. So that would really help.
Yeah.
I need some fun and positivity in my life. This is like a great vibe, great energy. This is a great place to be. Why not be here with Polly fucking Shore?
Yeah. I'm here to basically hang out with cool people.
Hell yeah.
And I want to make really fun things with Polly Shore, and I need to boost my OnlyFans account. So let's do this.
Yeah. So have you ever traveled at all?
No.
I've never been anywhere.
I've been to El Paso. I've been to California, but that's about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You haven't been in New York City?
I've always wanted to go to New York City.
You would be great. If you guys watching, you'd be good in Williamsburg. Williamsburg is like a hipster. It's like downtown Vegas.
Oh, really?
But like out there. So.
Oh, then I'd love it.
So you never been, so you just been to those two places?
I've been to those two places. I was going to go to Oregon, but...
So why do you think you're so cultured in like some hip area? Because your videos and you come across very kind of like... offbeat and kind of like odd, like there's not a lot of that in Vegas. You seem like you're LA, New York.
I think it's mostly
or Austin, Texas or something.
I think it's mostly because I watch a lot of that like media, you know, like I feel like people are super influenced by that. Mm. And I think that kind of like stuck with me somehow. Mm-hmm. And I kind of,
because you're very quirky.
I've been told that. Yeah, I've been told annoyingly quirky.
Yeah. Yeah. And you be, yeah, that's cool. And then Gina, as far as you, you're so sweet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for inviting me over for steak and potatoes.
Oh, of course.
Yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
Alex is your man, right?
Yeah.
Alex is cool. And then you have a kid and you want another kid.
I want another kid.
So tell us about that.
It's hard. I lost my mom this year.
Mm, sorry about that.
Thank you. Yeah. Just dealing with that whole...
Yeah, you told me how random it was. She's only 60?
She's 60. Yeah. Yep. She was diagnosed in 2019 in February. And then she lived like for 1 year. And then that whole year was just so stressful and it was impossible to get pregnant. I think the stress is just terrible on the body.
Ovaries, right?
Yeah, she had ovarian cancer. But now she's in a better place and she's not suffering anymore.
Mm. She's with my mom.
Yep, she's with your mom. Yep. And actually after watching your documentary, dude, I couldn't stop crying.
Oh, wow.
Because I know that feeling, like that sucks. But yeah, so they're not in pain anymore. They're in heaven watching over
us. And they don't want us to mourn. That's the main thing that I learned. Anyone out there that's watching that had parents or grandparents or close friends that have died, every one of us has experienced it. It's okay to mourn, but they don't want us to sit in that forever.
Right.
So
yeah, they want you to move on.
Yeah, they want you to move on and be happy. So on that note, I think we should move on and we should say goodbye to everyone when you play the slow music. My guest right here.
Sorry, did I just bum that out?
No, we're good. That's good.
Okay,
I like
bummer.
It. It's nice. Go right to the main camera.
Give me this job, please.
Yeah, I want to be here.
So,
this is fun.
The girls over here, thank you so much for giving me your time. And tell us again why you think you should be the DJ. Grab the mic.
I want to say what I really want this, Polly. I mean, for so many reasons. I love comedy. I love entertainment, period. So many people did not understand me my whole life because I am solely entertainment, all forms of entertainment. I am a DJ, I'm an artist, I sing, I do everything. I love to write, I love to produce, I dance as well. I mean, to be honest, to be in a room full of creatives is why I'm here in Las Vegas. I call us all aliens, and people just get me from day one. I've never been able to hold back from who I am, and being around you gives me encouragement and motivation, and it just, you know, it makes me feel safe that I can be me.
That's
and people
cool.
outside of Las Vegas call me weird every single day of my life. And I embrace my weirdness. I finally do. And I fucking love it.
Yes.
Yay.
And
thank you. That's great.
Yeah.
Play the song.
So thank you.
Song,
oh, yep. It stopped.
Good.
Here we go.
No, that's okay.
So, yeah, that's honestly like this is just a dream come true to be able to be in the same room with you.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I watched...
I appreciate it.
This movie right here is one of my favorite movies. I fucking love you.
Thank you.
Growing up with you, you're one of my top favorite comedians for sure.
Thank
definitely.
You.
So to be able to just be in the same room with you and work with you is
respect,
it's a dream
respect.
Come true, for real.
Respect.
So we're all on that level, everybody right here, of supporting each other. And Vegas has a higher level of top-notch entertainers. So we're world fucking class.
Yeah.
So to be here with you, that's just awesome. Cool. So I would love to be here and contribute and help make your show kick ass in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to try to follow that up. Scylla is a beautiful land mermaid, and you should choose her because she's amazing. We also are a package deal, though, so just saying. I love music. I love music and I love comedy, and there is like a really like a lack of like theater presence in Vegas. So I'm like happy that you're doing this and glad to be a part of it. And you also need someone to make your bed, and I would happily do that.
Definitely. It's a mess. As my mom would say, it's a mess. All right, Gina,
yep.
Lastly, right here.
I want to be here. I think This is going to be an amazing experience. It'll be full of life and love and happiness and laughter.
Dante?
In my video I sent to Polly, I begged for a job and I'm gonna do the same here. Please give me a job, I need it, please.
And on that note, I wanna thank you guys all. Promote all your social media. Tell them, please.
You can find me on all platforms at Yo Quiero Silla, S-I-L-L-A, Yo Quiero Silla.
And you can find me at Soxy, S-O-X-X-I, Music.
You can find me on Instagram under Gina C. Daniel.
You can find me on Instagram under Tugboat Dante, Tugboat underscore Dante.
Thank you, and I'm at Pauly Shore, and again, I want to thank everybody here, everybody watching, all the different people in Vegas that I want to be part of this. Thank you so much. I don't know who I'm going to get yet. I'm still trying to figure it out, and we'll see you guys next week on Random Rants. Thank you very much. Bye, guys. Thank you.
See you later.